appreciate the Lord saving me.
Right.
I'm thankful that we have some, a little more light in the evenings now. The times changed and all that stuff.
Yes.
I was thinking on the light, and I've been able to work for several different people. You know, just word of mouth, picking up some just little odd jobs here and there, and I got to thinking about that passage of scripture about let your light so shine before men.
Right.
And I got to thinking a little bit about that. I got the opportunity to speak to a man yesterday, and he's actually originally from West Virginia, and he asked me, he said, "What brought you down here?" And I said, "Church." He said, "I better watch my mouth." I said, "Why?" I said, "The Lord hears you whether I'm here or not." I said, "It'd be all right." I said, "Be who you are." And we got to talking and things, and he inquired about the church, and but I was able to invite him, and I appreciate the opportunity for that. And I feel like that's what we're supposed to be when it talks about, let your light so shine. And I got to thinking about how bright our light really is, and this is kind of simple, but I got to thinking a little bit about the little Sunday school song we all pretty much know about hiding under a bushel. Oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. And I got to thinking about in today's time we just don't shine as bright as we used to. And I got to thinking we just don't take the time and the opportunities that the Lord presents us to speak to the people. I think if we would slow down a little bit. We're living in such a fast-paced time, and we're living in such a gotta get this done, I gotta get that done, and I'm the world's worst at that. I pack my schedule so full, and it's my fault, and I know it is, and God help me with it. But I got to thinking a little bit about I need to slow down a little bit, preacher, and just take the time to let my light shine.
Amen.
We get bogged down with things in life, and we get bogged down with things. And I think that's the bushel. I think that's the life is the bushel. And we get bogged down with
that's
the bushel
good,
of life
God.
And the things of life in a bushel holds things. And I got to thinking a little bit about that. And I think we need to get some things out of the bushel and get it off the light so our light can shine
that's
in the world.
Good,
and I got to thinking about how Christ is the light.
Amen.
But I'm thankful tonight He uses us as His vessels tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that He chose me. He's willing to use me as a vessel.
Right.
He didn't have to choose
that's
me.
Right.
He did choose me.
Right.
He didn't need me tonight, but He chose to use me.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. That's a great honor tonight.
Yeah.
And the scripture talks about how we are ambassadors of Christ. We are representatives of Him. And we are to show when an ambassador goes to another country, they're representing the country they come from. I'm thankful tonight that I'm from a faraway country. I have a home in a faraway land. And when I cross the River Jordan, I'm going home. And I'm thankful tonight that the Lord is my Savior. I'm thankful tonight that He chose to save me. I'm thankful tonight that He chose just to light a light in me. The prophet said, I tried to quit, but there was a fire in my bones.
Right.
There was light in his bones. Fire. Oh, there was light in the fire. There, when you have a fire, there's light. And darkness cannot consume the fire.
Yes.
Because the darkness, the light. The light. The darkness flees from the fire.
Yes, amen, brother.
I'm thankful tonight. Oh, that the Lord is the light of the world.
God bless you.
I'm thankful tonight.
Yes.
Oh, that He uses us
yes,
as meek
God.
And lowly as we are,
yes.
As the worthless and vile as we are. I got to thinking over there, if people really read about how wicked and vile Barabbas was, and how the people chose him over Christ.
Right.
A man that literally did nothing amiss.
That's right.
Nothing wrong, preacher. He done nothing,
that's
not
right.
One thing wrong.
That's right.
But they chose, they said, give us Barabbas.
Yeah.
A murderer. A rapist. Who else knows what else? A thief.
That's right.
And the people chose him. And they would do it again if they were given
right.
a choice. I'm thankful tonight that the Lord still, in the midst of all that, He went to the cross to die for me.
That's right.
I'm thankful tonight. He could have said no. He could have right then and there ended the whole thing. But he chose to willingly go to the cross like a lamb to the slaughter.
That's right.
I'm thankful tonight that he chose to be a light. I'm thankful tonight that he is that light. I'm thankful tonight that he uses us.
God bless you.